All right. Mic check. It's Jay here.
Yo, what up, with Tiggs.
Nine is quarantined the fuck down or doing whatever Nine does. Shout out to him. And we're back. Corona free. These are kind of just smoking coughs here. This shit is real. How you feeling, bro?
Like,
you feel like the vibe outside is even different though? Like, doesn't the air feel different to you, or is it all in my head?
Why the fuck did I take this picture? You know,
it feels weird. Like it feels eerie outside, right?
Yeah.
Even that warm day we had this week, where it was like 60 or 70.
About Friday, yeah.
It just feels different outside. Like, I don't know how y'all go on to quarantine parties and shit. It just feels so weird.
You guys said the quarantine. All right, look. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else. Us, like, maybe the first couple of days. Yeah. But it would be on some, like, we'll go to this nigga's crib and stay there all day. We're not in and out or, like, you know. A lot of these people going out fucking bar hopping and shit.
Well, there's no bars open.
Not anymore. But that first week that everybody got laid off and shit, everybody was doing that. And even now, actually, I've seen, like, a lot of places, like, here, maybe not here, bars are open, but I've seen, like, pictures and shit like that from other states where people are dead at bars.
I've seen, like, Cali, they had the beaches crowded. But I see more now as people kind of doing what we've been doing for years, is getting takeout of alcohol, which, if you know, if you live in Brooklyn, you know Apollo's has been doing that for years. But not the dry snitch, but, like, yeah, like, you see more people, like, walking around the streets with, like, liquor out and shit, like because they just take out beer or something from bodegas or whatever, or, like, go to a restaurant, get, like, a drink, and now, like, the cops have more shit on their plate, so they're not really stressing.
Yeah, they're not worried about shit.
Like, two cops came up to me smoking yesterday, and because of my job, I have, like, a, what's it called? Not first response. Essential
workers.
Since I have an essential workers pass, basically. I'm allowed to be outside, but they were asking me while I was smoking, like, yo, what you doing outside right now? Like, after, I think, 9 to 10 o'clock, they're asking you, like, where are you? They're not going to arrest you yet, but they are asking you, like, yo, what you out here for? Like, if you're not walking your dog or nothing, like, you just can't be outside, like. And a lot, lately, they've been testing back a lot of younger people, like, 18 to, like,
20-something.
Yeah, like, because niggas have been acting up.
I'm gonna say this because this got clarified today, I guess, a little bit.
Shout out to J Balvin. His album was fire.
It got cleared up, I guess, a little bit today because articles started writing about it. But people have been trying to, like, stress this for a minute now. All those reports about, like, quote-unquote millennials going out, spring breaking and shit like that. It ain't us. I hate being called a millennial, but it ain't us. It's a fucking Gen Z niggas. Niggas is, like, fucking 22, 23 years old, 20-year-olds. They're coming out of college and shit. Yeah, they're the ones fucking spring breaking. As all the millennials are putting on social media, we're quote-unquote too old for spring break.
I noticed a lot of... I have a few classmates that have been going in and out of state.
The fuck? They driving around and shit?
Nah, you know... Without putting everybody's business out there, there's in and out of town scams people do to make bread. And the scams don't stop because of Corona.
I feel you.
The hustle don't stop because of Corona. The hustle gets better because of Corona. Yeah, everybody was mad about Casanova shooting a music video over the weekend in Brooklyn. The cops shut it down though.
I mean, it had to. It was more than 10 people got.
How do you feel about the term social distancing and where does that come from? And because I had somebody, shout out to Jay Huss, he posted on his story a theory he had about how it's all about money and why we call it social distancing when it sounds so much like social media. Is it because they wanted to push that narrative of social distancing so they kind of named it something like that? Or is it something big connected to branding for social media? Because even if you look at, well, we're gonna get into the conspiracy part because there was a audio I want you to hear of Trump and his people kind of advising their funders, like, to get out the stock market. And then Trump telling the rest of the country that it's a hoax. Then I was in like February, but we'll go into that later. On break, when we do our ad, we can look up all the information. But like basically, social distancing, social media.
I feel like we should bring that video though. We should let them hear that audio too.
Yeah, so I want to do it when we take our break. But like, so,
all
right, so like, yeah, like the term social distancing, was it like, was that term dawned upon because they knew it was going to take off because of social media, social distancing? Or these companies like Facebook donating like random 700,000 masks that they had in the stash for some reason? Like, is this a bigger play on bigger companies?
I can somewhat understand where some people might come from with that, but I'm going to say it flat out. Can we stop being so ignorant and stupid? Like, we don't have fucking the internet to look shit up. You like break down the word social distancing. What does social mean? Gathering, being around each other, being around people, right? Facts. Distancing. What the fuck does distance mean? Put some space between you and the next person. So social distancing meaning...
Or personal space, no?
It's more personal space. When it's like... But personal space comes more to like... I want to say if it's more like a one-on-one. Like, this is close right here. This, you know, this personal space is close. But like social distancing, because social is meaning like the gatherings. So when you see like four heads walking on the block together because they're all chilling, they want them to distance themselves. Instead of walking together, walk 4, 5, 6 feet apart.
I get the play on words and the difference. I do kind of want to know where that term came from, though.
We're the generation in an era where even people who are antisocial have some type of socialism going on.
Explain. You feel me?
I'm very antisocial. You know me. I don't like chilling with too many new people and shit like that. I don't like chilling around heads like that. I used to when I was younger, but I grew like to not like that. So for me, like I'll only chill with my immediate like friends. And even then, if it's more than like 5, 6 people, I'm starting to like not like it. Cause then it's like I feel like it's too many people. All right. So that's so you have people otherwise groups where you have like
antisocial people that get thrown in a situation where they have to be sociable type shit.
Yeah, like you know, you go into a friend's house and their friend happens to have like 2 or 3 other people there. You have especially a lot of younger generations and a lot of these people who like to be more actively socially, you know, quote unquote social butterflies. You're out there going to like, you know, oh, there's a fucking loft party in fucking Soho. Oh, there's like a little gathering over here. Let's go grab some fucking mimosas for brunch and shit like that. Like that's social gathering. So social distancing is just putting that space apart from groups. It's really more about maintaining groups and trying to separate groups. Because if you notice, a lot of the people that are contracting the virus are happen to be around like a cluster of people. You know, for instance, everybody on that cruise ship kind of got fucked.
Yeah, New York is like the epicenter for it right now.
Oh, New York is ridiculous right now. I read we are 7% of the global, I think it was cases or deaths. I think it was deaths.
I think it was cases.
Could have been cases because we on, was it cases? I know right now we make up 20K cases in New York City alone. We, the whole entire nation, have the highest rate.
I heard we're like 50% of the nation's rate.
We're top. We're like, yeah, out of all the, whatever cases are in America, we're half, just in New York State alone. And then to break that down, New York State and New York City take that number separately equally. So if the number was, let's say like 34K, it's 12 in New York State, it's 12 in fucking New York City. And then adding to the tri-state area, us three alone, and not just, not even Connecticut, like I'm going to exclude Connecticut on this, but New Jersey alone is the second highest rate. And there, in my opinion, I think that because they have, I think, what, like almost 2,000 right now, maybe a little bit over 2,000 cases, but their like rate
of death shit is crazy. Jersey City, in their defense, have been more aggressive than we were.
Oh, yeah. Trying for a fact. But I know that, I feel like it's more of Jersey that's closer to the city. Like, for instance, Bergen County, you know, anybody who's from North Bergen and shit like that, like, those areas out there, they're getting high cases. And I think it's because they're closer to the city. And a lot of the people around there travel to the city for work. So, the idea of social distancing is really just try to, like, separate people. And I feel like it might have somewhat came from China, like the idea of that term, quote unquote, because they were kind of the first to go into isolations. But
that's what I think. Quarantining and social distancing are different things, though.
Because quarantine is more like isolation, right? But the social distancing is like them basically saying, like, you could kind of do certain things, but put space between you and other people.
That's how it was, but now it's...
Because, look, the reason I say...
It's coming more into, like, quarantine...
Yeah, the reason I say
social distancing,
self-isolation at that. The reason I say is it came more or less from China.
Well, self-quarantine, as they call it.
The term could have been from China, because if you look at a lot of the Chinese districts, you know, for instance, Wuhan, where it took place at the epicenter, it's very social. Like you, for instance, going to the market there, you'll have like thousands of people all at once in an enclosed area. You feel me? So that's very social right there. I don't want to go on a, like, theory. I mean, I have my own conspiracy theories about this whole shit, but I feel like as far as, like, the terminology used, I don't think it has anything to do with, like, a conspiracy. Some good numbers, though. Oh, I used that Black Tinder shit you told me about.
How is it?
Way better looking females.
I told you.
I'm tired of seeing those white girls on Tinder. I'm sorry, but I got tired of it. I was saving some notes.
Some of them just seem more fake to me because they're white.
Oh, bro. So I had this weird... I had a girl that I'm looking through her profile, and her bio was kind of confusing, but stating she was, like, down to hook up, right?
It's a prostitute.
Yes and no. I wouldn't call it in the same line as prostitution. Webcam. So, according to her quote-unquote terms, she wants niggas to sign up for a 99 cent a month account. Or a 99 cent account just created. She didn't go too much into details. But when she said, even if it was a dollar, I was just like, nope, I'm not paying for nothing. So, her idea was like, you know, you're like, I'm down to hook up. I'm stuck out here, you know, because of this shit or whatever. Supposedly, she's from Australia. I don't want this to sound, I guess, like racial or anything, but I've met a lot of Australians and they have a heavy Australian accent. Even like Spanish or like Arab Australians, they have like the Australian accent. This girl sounds like pure American. So I'm like, whatever. Just keep having small talk. And then she got into like, oh, what do you do? So I was like, oh, what do you do? That's where she came up with the, oh, you know, like I webcam. She's like, I'm down to hook up, but my condition is... She wants you to fucking watch her webcam and give her feedback for her ratings to go up. So I was like, damn, like Tinder is straight like a fucking a female hustle.
Before you told me that, well, bro, that's what OnlyFans is. Tinder's like the beginning set. But Tinder's where you promote your premium snap.
Yeah. And premium IG, all that shit.
And OnlyFans is like if you're really in the business.
There are a lot of girls who offer, I'll say, prostitution on Snap, on Tinder, for a fact.
Oh, yeah. For a fact. That's been around since forever, since Backpage went down.
I'm going to start hitting bitches with some shit. I'm telling you, son. I hear, like, if I'm talking to a girl, and you're talking about you want a nigga to pay for sex, bitch, I'll just pay for this dick. The fuck? Because I heard some girls talk about some girl has that actually say some shit like, oh, like, I know my worth. Just let me know what's up. I got fair prices. The fuck? Anything. My dick game on point. I should be charging y'all for this shit instead of giving it out for free all the fucking time.
Well, dick is really undervalued compared to pussy, though.
And I'll say, you know, it's because of a lot of disgusting, perverted guys out there who are very desperate and, like, do shit where they just randomly send a dick pic. I don't understand that. Never in my life. Never. And I grew up around fucking old heads talking about bitches this, bitches that. I grew up around where...
You never sent a dick pic?
No, not unwanted. Like, if you're my girl and we're like flirting or whatever during the day, maybe. If we're talking and you like, yo, you know, like you want to see...
You never just sent a random girl a dick pic?
Nope, I can't. That's disrespectful and disgusting.
But if a random girl sent you a pussy pic, how would you feel?
I kind of would be mixed about it. Because at the same time, it's like, oh, pussy. But it's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you sending this to me?
Yeah, like, I don't know you. We don't talk. This is random.
I think the most random is girl I sent a dick pic to was a girl that kind of like hinted at it. She wanted it, but she didn't specifically say she wanted a dick pic. You know, like, if you're talking to me about
like sex, and then you ask for a pic or something, like some sexual conversation.
No, the conversation goes into sex, and then goes into like, I can't wait to see yours, and then you get a picture. I don't feel like you should be upset. I feel like I'm saving you some time.
Oh, yeah, because you said that. But in my experience, I've also learned that some girls don't want the pictures, but rather just want, like, the actual, like, in-person interaction.
Yeah, like, so but I knew the person. It's not like I was a Tinder or you know. And I knew the person. We met, like, before.
Even for me, the most, like, randomest, I could say, like, randomest of action of me sending a girl a dick pic, I was, like, probably, like, what, 15 maybe? Maybe 16? But I was, like, talking to the shorty down the block. Like, we would flirt heavy shit. We had a little group. And I would fuck with all the girls in the group. So, like, this one particular girl, she started sending me, like, you know, we got flirty heavy. And then she got into talking about sex. So I was like, yo, blab. Because we started talking about sex. And then she exchanged a photo. But it was, I'm not going to sit there like, I see a bad chick on Instagram or Tumblr, whatever the fuck I'm on, and decide to just message her with a dick pic. Like, that's, fam, that's your offer? For real?
Nah, there are niggas that do that. That's weird. Like, you know what I noticed too? I thought I was weird until I heard someone else say it. I like girls sometimes where you leave something to the imagination. Like, I don't like girls that post full-on, like, straight.
Bro, I low-key have a huge fucking fetish for, like, Muslim girls because of this. I'm sorry.
That's so extreme.
But I'm saying it's because, like, the idea of, like, they're so, like, conservative with their bodies. You know, it's because of religion and culture. Because I feel like even the girls who are just Arab and not Muslim, but, like, Arab Christians, they don't dress so, like, revealing. They're still, like, very, like, kind of conservative about the body. And I like it because it leaves the mystery. Like, you now want to chase that because you want to know, you know what I'm saying? You want to know what's up. You want to see it. So it's, like, it's a good little chase type mystery thing going on rather than just, like, you see this girl naked, you see that girl naked.
So there's any Muslim girls or, like, girls that, like...
Nah, but they got to be, like, fire. At least have some, like, crazy looking
eyes.
But
I'm saying, like...
The niqabs and shit where they cover the faces. Yeah, I'll look for the eyes.
That's what you do, okay.
I look for the eyes.
I didn't know the term.
The eyes catch me. Because not for nothing to me, no matter what kind of girl, one of the most sexiest features on a woman is her eyes. And I don't mean like you know, eye color, but just like something about them. Like you look at a girl in her eyes, you lock eyes, and something about me like, well, I want you.
What if she's cross-eyed?
I have a bad habit of looking at the lazy eye. So I think I fucked that up a lot with a lot of girls who were cross-eyed. It's not on purpose. I have a habit of doing that. I don't mean to, like, kind of stare.
Nah, I stare. Fuck that. Yo,
Would you fuck a handicap chick? I'm talking about, like, the bitch is missing a leg on some quagmire shit. Oh, you didn't know he fucked a one-legged chick one time?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, he had one leg. I was like,
nah, he fucked the girl with the one leg, and they kept fucking with him and making... Pause. And then she got mad uncomfortable because of the jokes.
Yeah, I'm not that superficial. Like, if she was bad, but
I saw some girl that was in a wheelchair, you know, real condition. But I couldn't help realize how bad she was, and I was like, "Yo, I'll take care of you."
See, there's certain things like I couldn't wife, like me, to wife a girl in a wheelchair or a girl with a handicap.
Oh, it's a lot of
like I'd have to really be there mentally for her.
Yeah,
I couldn't just.
It's a lot of work. Vice versa too. It's a lot of work.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's tough.
And on the side, I see less guys holding down handicapped women as opposed to women holding down handicapped men. Yeah. I do see that more so. But I just meant
more shallow.
Maybe. They say the same thing about our female inmates. There's more women that go to visit the men in jail than men that visit the women in jail. They say that for a fact. So,
I don't think I mean, maybe a few girls that might have been, like, jail or some shit, but I think from their stories, they were all single at the time. I never really met anybody that was, like, in a relationship or wifed up and went to jail.
That could be part of it, but I know... Anyway.
I feel what you're talking about, though. I see that a lot. It's something you see all the time.
Oh, shout out to Fax, bro. Feel better. He caught the corona.
No, for real?
He caught the corona.
Yo, get better, Fax. Hope we pull through, bro.
Yeah, stay the fuck inside. Nigga caught the corona, went outside smoking the next day. This is the problem. This
nah, why, yeah, bro. Stay inside, bro.
That's why martial law is going to come into play.
Smoke out that window, dog.
People listening like, why are you smoking when you're sick?
Yeah, I feel like that kind of debunked our whole theory we had maybe like last cast when niggas was like, you know anybody that got it? And then bam, my nigga, facts, bro.
I know a few people that got it.
Right now, I haven't met anybody else. Facts is the only person that got put onto
the
hazard.
See, this is the thing though. People we know probably have it, but because you know they don't get tested.
Well, the other issue that we have is that some people
don't experience symptoms,
so they could just carry it. Because I was reading, because it's not just like as far as like, oh, you don't experience symptoms and it hits you later. But I was reading that it could get as bad as where like you could get have it, never get symptoms, it doesn't affect you, and then you pass it along. And that's the problem too. But everything is a risk, bro. Like, you know, if you have family, you kind of want to see your family. It's tough if you don't live with your family, shit like that. If you have boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. Oh, I do want to say something, though.
Shout out to the MTA for free buses.
I'll talk about them a little bit, too. Yo, because I noticed a lot of people complaining about people, go like couples outside holding hands. Now, I took a walk today. I was chilling with my nigga Martin. We was playing some Pokemon. He just wanted to get out the house or whatever. So I was like, yo, let's walk. And we did put a little bit of distance walking and shit like that. And then we happened to come across this like sidewalk. It's not even like the sidewalk got narrow. It was a regular size sidewalk. There was more than enough space. Me and him are walking basically like in a line. And these girls came holding hands. Now, I noticed from like up the block, they're holding hands. So I don't know if this was more of like maybe they could have been nervous because there was two guys passing by. But I took it as a like, you're trying to do social distancing. Because like the minute like we're about to get close to each other, they stop holding hands and then kind of like put space between them as we're crossing the sidewalk or whatever. And I was like, yo, really? Like you guys are holding hands with no gloves and now you want a social distance when you see somebody else passing by? That's kind of redundant, no? Was it a fucking oxymoron?
Not really. I mean, like, if I live with my shorty.
Whether you live with them or not. Feel me? You have to and take precautions.
If I live with my shorty and I'm good and she's good.
How do you know? Like you said, they could have it and not know.
That's what I'm saying. We're smoking the same plant right now. The same shit.
We don't know, but you feel me? But I know what I'm doing. I know precautions I'm taking and shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. If you live with a shorty and you guys are both taking precautions and you guys go outside and you both feel fine, there's nothing that crazy about holding hands.
I saw some couple. Shout out to this couple. I saw that picture on Tumblr. They, and it's crazy because I had to look at like the notes for this because the photo looked, for one, it was taken with filters or whatever, it was black and white, you know, like that New York fucking filter make it look real gritty and dark and old. And the nigga's wearing like one of like the first of all, I don't know how I even got a hold of this, like one of the first gas masks. I'm talking about freaking the dude who created the fucking gas mask type shit. I forgot his name. You know, with the fucking tubes on the back that go behind you and shit.
Facts.
And his girl has some crazy ass, like, World War II fucking gas mask on. They're fully fucking jacket out and all that shit. Fully fucking, no skin showing whatsoever, right? Fucking gloves on and everything. Holding hands. And that shit made me die, son. Because, like, that's how you do it. They're really being cautious and being smart about it. I think a lot of us are just handling this shit way different.
Your daughter has school online?
Yeah, she's been doing it.
Like, the teacher can see her too, or no?
So, she told me she opted out of that because she didn't want it to be... She thought she was going to be where they do a video conference. But it's like you do with the... It's just your teacher on video.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was like, oh, so she's like, all right, I found out. So, today I'm going to do it. So, I was like, yeah. So, they don't have to do like a one-on-one type of thing where everybody see each other, but the teacher does the video. And, you know, of course, it helps the kids see, like, how to solve the problem or whatever they're working on. They got a live gym class going on, supposedly from around the world.
That's fire.
So I got a notification for that. My daughter didn't want to do it. So I was like, yo, next time do this. I've been fucking lazy.
You know what I was wondering about, like, the older teachers. Cause remember how we had older teachers that probably aren't as technologically savvy?
So I hate saying it like that, but like I've worked around a lot of old people the past couple of years.
When I say old, I'm talking about there's teachers that are like still in
like 70s, 80s. Yeah, so like,
well, 50s, I wouldn't say.
To range, to put into perspective, like I've worked with people from the ages of 50 to 70. So I put that old. That's, you feel me? And even down to like my own, like,
I think 50s though can understand.
Down to my own family peep. So like my uncle, I think is like 60. He could like bare minimum use like Facebook on the web, right? My aunt be fucking like video chatting and shit like that. It's like 50 something. My grandma's 50 something. She be fucking video chatting, setting fucking emojis and shit like that. My other grandmother though, who's oldest, you know, she's fucking 80 something. She ain't dealing with that. Give her a house phone and she's straight. I worked with a dude who's like 76, 74, around that age. And he would complain every day about the computers because he was always having to have somebody help him because he doesn't know. And but you know what he told me? He doesn't want to know. He doesn't like it. So I think a lot of people in certain industries learn to adapt even if they don't want to. I think those teachers would be good. They'd be straight.
But that requires them to have a setup at home, doesn't it? Or like they have to get some type of computer.
They might be supplied with computers. I know my daughter was given an iPad from school.
Oh, word?
All the kids were given iPads. So they all have an iPad they can sign on to. They have all their work done on there. They have they use Google Classroom. And honestly, I want to say shout out to the teachers, but I know it's not just this school doing it. But I get notifications like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 12 p.m., sometimes like 1 in the morning. These teachers are like working hard day and night right now, posting up new assignments and shit like that to help the kids out, to keep them educated.
Now, you definitely see kind of what jobs are very essential and are like
our what really goal. Runs America.
Yeah, you see what really wants America in these times.
I saw a post like that. And it's like you kind of now start to realize like who, you know, who's really the backbone. My ex, she works at this, I'm going to call it a retail company, but it's like high-end retail. Mm-hmm. What they do, I don't want to call the name up, but what they do is, let's say, consignment from like,
like a flight club?
Nah, expensive shit.
Okay.
So, like, you know, somebody bought a Louis Vuitton top, wore it once, and then they want to get rid of it. They help co-sign it and sell it for them and shit like that. They take a percentage or whatever, which is a high percentage. I can't remember the number, but it was a high percentage. I was like, yo, these niggas are thieves. They kept them working through the whole shit, right? And then sent them basically to just be managers, like, you know, a lot of places are just mostly management working. Then told them to work from home. And now because of what happened with, you know, they demanded that only essential workers. And I showed you, I was telling you, I was walking around earlier, GameStop was closed. They were telling their peoples they was going to keep open and shit like that because they felt they were essential workers. So these companies really was trying to keep these people working through fucking hell and back.
A lot of them is going to go out of business because of it, though. That's the problem. I mean, we're going to look after this. After this ad, we're going to look at the stimulus package that was offered today that Democrats turned down.
I think it was today. They turned on the other day.
I think it was yesterday.
Because I know I'll get into why they turned it down too.
Because they were supposed to be helping the
corporations instead of
corporations
the people.
Instead of the people. Facts. And the major corporations, not like the small mom and pop shops. But we'll get back. Shout out to this ad. Be right back. Frost Talk. All right, we back. While you look that up, I'm gonna talk about how much I really love The Weeknd's album, cause you know
I haven't listened to it
yet. I gotta jack that. Pause. That's some shit. You quarantine and chill with a bitch. Give her some coke to sniff off your dick. Instead of starting to line off your cock.
I feel a way about coke.
Nah, but that I'm just joking, but that album, Snowchild, bro, this nigga hits my, this nigga was telling my story, bro. He was telling my story. Shout out to J Balvin, too. I like Fresher and A Boogie's new song. We are kind of a music podcast, so we got to talk about this sometimes. Shout out to the TDR Pod Network. What Tiggs is looking up now is audio, but we were kind of going to talk more about how a lot of, like, in... has obtained a secret recording taken 3 weeks. Here you go. Listen.
You hear the voice of Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, Republican in the Senate. You're going to hear him warning a private audience about how the coronavirus would impact the United States.
There's one thing that I can tell you about this. It is much more aggressive in this transmission than anything that we have seen in recent history. It's probably more akin to the 1918 pandemic.
More akin to the 1918 pandemic is what you heard him say there. This was a stronger message than most Americans were hearing at that time. And Burr's comments raise questions about why an audience at a lunch on Capitol Hill would get what seemed to be a more frank assessment than the general public. And here's Tim Mack is the one who got his hands on this recording and is with us this morning. Hi, Tim.
So he was told more or less.
He was telling.
And then he told some private people, whatever, right? And then.
His main donor.
Yeah, more or less type shit. And basically, about like the week after that, after he told him that, which is more or less when it started hitting the fan.
Week,
and
2 weeks, stock market crash.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody starts pulling out stock. So, you know, it was suspicious.
It's inside trading.
Bro, I'm still trying to figure out why Bill Gates dropped off of fucking...
It's inside trading too, by
Microsoft,
the way.
Like the fucking Bill Gates dropped Microsoft? Okay, when I saw that, I knew some shit was coming. And I kept telling niggas, yeah, bro, he knows some shit. That why else would he drop Microsoft? That's his shit, nigga. My boy was like, what do you mean? I was like, what the fuck, nigga? He's a top 1%er. You think they're not gonna get warned first? Yeah, of course they're getting warned first.
Facebook happened to have they donated 700,000 masks to nurses and shit that they just said they had in stash. Like, how do you just have these masks in stash?
Right? You're just holding on to your shits randomly.
You knew it was coming. Come on. You know where it's coming. Man, you know the wackest part about this shit, bro? What? Porn is even as,
yo, appetizing. I got tired of it.
Facts.
I got tired of it. I started going back to imagination. Coming up with fucking fake scenarios and shit. I got that ass got that tired of porn.
Nah, I've been going back to magazines myself.
And you know what's crazy? I don't even watch the typical porn most people watch, but I'd be watching some real orchestrated ass bullshit, corny, cheesy line type shit. Like
you
I watch
milk porn, milking.
No, I watch hidden camera shit, like
rape?
No. fucking people that have affairs, incest. And
this
adultery.
Girl told me I was weird because I like watching the stepmom, stepson shit. But the girl was like, how I'm weird and I have mental issues because of it. And
you ever came across the...
Yeah, I was like, you know they're not really stepmom and stepson, right?
I believe the Spanish ones. I'm sorry. I have to say that. I actually had friends who would tell me they would fuck their aunts and shit like that.
I believe it happens in real life. I don't think a lot of the porn...
Well, I watched... All right, it's called amateur, basically, right?
Difference.
So I watch where it's not like the stuff that looks like it's, you know, something that was orchestrated. I watch the stuff where it's legit, either the mom or the son put a camera in the fucking shelf of the living room and then they bang.
That's different.
That's the shit I watch. That's why I'd be that shit, there'd be some real shit that goes down. I remember I was 16, 15 in high school, and this kid told me, I think it was 14. He told me he was 12. His aunt in Colombia fucked him. He explained the entire scenario, how she approached him and everything. I was like, yo, she raped you.
Now, I'm not putting nobody's business on the air and shit, but I know a nigga that fucked another nigga's mom.
I mean, that's crazy.
Or I know a nigga that fucked somebody's stepmom or they fucked their stepmom.
I mean, if it's a stepmom, can you be mad?
If I'm the dad, but who you
mean? No. If your friend fucked your stepmom.
No, but all right, if in that scenario, if you know someone that fucked their stepmom.
Okay, I see what you mean by dad.
Who as a dad would you be more upset with?
I mean, the kid would be mad. The father would be pissed.
But who more at?
That's tough because you kind of want to be mad at your son for even bringing that nigga around. But then at the same time...
It's your son. I don't mean bringing the nigga around.
If your son's friend fucked your wife...
No. Your son fucked your wife.
The stepmom fucking the son.
Yes.
Oh, you got to be mad at the wife, 100%. Because for one, it's like, unless it's like a grown-ass man.
If you're step...
Think about it. That's still a kid. If you think about it.
17.
Hormones are raging, my nigga. You don't think that's like, all right, I kind of give you a pass. My wife is a slut. That's how you got to think about it. Now, if the nigga's like fucking in mid-20s to late 30s, mid-early 30s, and he's fucked, your son fucks your wife. I thought, yeah, punch that nigga in the face. You my kid and everything. I'm fucking take your life. Fucking my wife, and then you gotta get somebody to jump. You gotta call your girl cousins to fucking jump to.
See, I feel like there should be some type of loyalty between the father and son, though. I
probably wouldn't really do that. That happened.
I wasn't raised with my father, so I don't know. My brother has a different experience with it.
I probably wouldn't do that.
But I can't see myself fucking my father's girl.
No.
Even as a hormonal teen.
You know that's gonna run through your mind, though. If you a hormone raging teen, that should run into your mind.
That's a fact, but it's also like
you're not gonna do it though.
It depends on my relationship with her. If she's coming at me more like a mom,
and she's becoming
like a mother figure to me, I would think it's gross at a certain point. Like if she's over here,
I've seen some shit. Sometimes I don't believe the titles because I feel especially like the real mom fucks real son, and they had told you like the camera be hidden somewhere, or whatever, like. I feel like sometimes those are just titles to catch people's attention. And so I think about it, I was like, damn, this low-key is how they be catching the fucking pedophiles and shits online and shit like that. You start doing certain shit, next thing you know, you're searching for certain things, teens. And then it's like, oh, well, you get your whole fucking IP address is just a whole, like underage shit. Your girl check your shit. She sees all the weird porn you look at.
Nah, that never happened. A girl will ask me what type of porn do I like. I'll ask a girl that because it says a lot about a shorty.
You can tell how horny you are.
But when that response I got last week was, yeah, you have a problem. I stopped talking to her.
You stopped talking to her?
Yeah, bro. What do you mean I have a problem? Like, if I watch porn?
I feel like it's a problem if the girl doesn't.
That's so immature. But don't call me.
It's not a problem per se, but it just tells me you're like slightly inexperienced.
I like that.
That's just how I feel about it. Because I feel like they're a guy or girl. You could be as experienced as you think you are, fucked as many people as you fucked or whatever, or as many times as you fucked the same person or whatever, and you think you're experienced. But when you go to the next person and they're experienced, you're like, oh shit. I learned some new shit.
Nah, I'm judging you.
Or I gotta keep up.
I'm judging you as a female if you don't watch porn. I can understand guys have to take a break because I understand how sometimes I haven't experienced it. There are a lot of studies out there that show like porn leads to problems with sex later on.
Like guys. Like watching too much porn?
Yeah.
Or maybe because they start wanting to, they like seeing certain types of things, like, you know, let's say some crazy milking, right? That milking shit. But they don't express that with their significant other.
Good show, you should watch it.
Where they don't express that with the significant other. So then what happens is basically like you get bored of the sex because you want something more.
Well, I think the problem is also like from what I've read, either orgasms too quick for men. I'm trying not to say coming.
Guys come too quick.
But super quick. Or
it takes too long?
Failing to launch.
Well, they're not getting turned on because, like I said, they
beat off too much.
Well, no, they're seeing certain things. So then when it's not happening to them in real life, it's not appealing. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get to you. Let's say you watch like webcam girls. I'm going to put it out there because webcam girls, they like to like little striptease when they get down to it, right? Mm-hmm. So you see that all the time, every day, like fucking four times a day type shit. You get to a girl, and then she just gets right into like quickly taking off her clothes type shit or whatever, or just like not in a very sultry, like attractive way. You like sitting there like, you gotta put a little bit more work into it.
There are some things with porn that are not realistic, but there are There are, like, I think porn head is kind of realistic. Like, I think girls should watch porn to learn how to suck dick.
That's a fact.
Like, I think porn head is, like, really realistic. I don't think porn head is, like, fabricated too much.
When a girl is
just maybe two girls on one guy, then it's like, all right, no.
But when a girl is so fucking confident in what she's doing, and she's fucking amazing at it, and it's literally that double-handed jerk twist, fucking spitting on your shit and then fucking globbing it up, oh my god, Pornhead is the best thing ever. I had one girl like that. Had to stop fucking with her because she quote unquote started talking to somebody. So I was like, cool. The last girl after her, like, it wasn't bad, shorty D-thought and everything, but it was just like, it was almost like she was afraid.
So naming this episode Pornhead?
Facts.
All right.
You ever had that, like, one girl's really fucking great, then the next one's like,
I had a few that were really, really great I've had that made other girls, like, fail in comparison.
Like, you know what's funny shit? Like,
and they were decent, but it's like, it made girls that were, like, seven seem like fours, because they were, like, 15s. You feel me? Like,
And I love getting my dicks up. I know there's some guys that don't even like it that much, but I fucking love getting my dicks up.
I know guys that don't like their wifeys sucking their dick.
That's weird. I know where it comes from. Yeah, I'll get into that. So, like, I fucking love it. That I would sometimes rather have that than fucking fuck.
That's sometimes selfish.
I'll eat a girl out too until she comes, but I fucking love getting my dick sucked, especially when it's really good.
You give and receive.
Yeah. So I've had experience where, like, a girl, like, even as much as, like, doing it and it gets me, like, up, this girl was just, like, I don't even know if I could call it bad. It was just so, like, bland. Like, I was just there. You ever had that?
Yeah. I recently stopped talking to somebody because I felt like if I can't even joke around about sex with you.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's annoying.
Because it's not like I'm always trying to beat, but it's like sometimes.
I think some girls don't understand, though.
You'll be there, you feel me?
I feel you. But I think sometimes girls don't understand how, not all guys, but a lot of guys, and how a lot of us, period, just kind of joke around is sexually. You got to make a sexual joke, right? One of the most overrated yet still fucking funny things to say.
Respectfully, though.
Of course. Not something crazy. But, like, one of the most funniest things to always say that even girls say it is, that's what she said. And for some of us, because I'm pretty sure you do it even around homegirls. Like, you talk to them, like, and you make, like, a sex joke. It's not, like, direct, but it's just, like, some, you know, something funny or whatever.
Even saying pause.
Yeah, shit like that. So, like, even around my homegirls, like, we talk shit. Sometimes the homegirls make the fucking sex jokes. And you look at that, you know, I look at them, so I was like, yo. And she'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Because then if you come off like a prude, it's not like I'm going to look at you like, oh, she's probably a freak on the low.
Nah, yeah. It's just like, yo, where you said that? Oh, shit. Then you can start joking around more and shit. Sometimes I do have some friends that get a little out of line with their conversations and forget that they are females in the group and say some wild shit that I'd be like, yo, for real?
Yo, keep that to yourself, man.
That's when the nigga starts like, oh, so, word?
I had a girl DM me literally today. I do splits on the dick. Like, I'll show you. She's like, I do splits on the dick.
Meanwhile, if you try to, like, you know, respond to that. Matter of fact, good example, my baby mom stays making sex jokes around me. And, like, it's not even like it's a, like, a one-on-one thing. Like, her sister could be there and she'll make that joke.
I think she does it to make you feel uncomfortable.
I feel like she wants a response. But I'm not stupid, because I'll just sit there and be like, yo, but if I say something back, like, I'll be mad wrong, right? And she'll be like, yup. And it's just like, I don't like that, because I'd be in a situation where, like, you ever had a situation where a female touch you, but if you try to touch her back, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So, like, that's when I get uncomfortable, because it feels like one of those, like, I'm trapped.
Can't claim me too either, because I'm either, like, bitch niggas, right?
Yeah.
Feel me?
Fucking society. Fucking, you said some shit earlier I wanted to get back to. I'm trying to think of something funny, though. I think it was something about some dudes too, and I think it was pertaining to like Tinder or some shit or the porn.
Yo, shout out to OnlyFans. That's the real MVP. You know, Magic City in Atlanta is doing a virtual strip club. They're launching their own shit.
Oh my god,
because Instagram shut them down, bro. Like we said, porn's getting boring. This is the time where like a guy like you were most likely, in my opinion, do something like OnlyFans, where you probably would get so bored of looking at porn and how we just talk about...
I don't like paying shit.
I'm not... All right, but take away the paying part of it, right? Because times are hard right now.
I mean, I try to hook up more type shit, yeah.
You feel me? I feel like now's the time because, like, you got people bored at porn. And like we both kind of agreed to before.
Yo,
sometimes it's more seductive when there's less on or when there's something exclusive to it.
Facts. Yo, I want to throw this out there. I found my ex on Tinder, and I've been waiting for my shit to recharge. It's like a swipe on that bitch. Like, yo, what up? It's been a minute.
I found a coworker's Tinder that's cuffing another coworker. And I super like that shit.
I love it.
And ever since I super liked this, she acted so awkward around me.
Because she saw that you super liked
it. Yo, bro.
Or did you do one of those where you hit her up like, yo, I saw you on Tinder?
Nah, I didn't even mention it at work. Yo, bro, you know what's crazy? I talked about this before. I hate when girls, like, always assume you're flirting with them.
It might be maybe a way somebody, you approach maybe or whatever. But I think some girls are so self-centered. But at the same time, very aware and, like, safe.
I think it's how I communicate.
Like I said that, but from experience, like, I know that a lot of people could deal. Hold on. I know that a lot of people,
I think with guys that come off more.
My fault. I'm gonna talk about something after this.
When other niggas and shit, I think I'm just naturally aggressive, and I think it throws females off that I'm more like
soft tone, maybe with them.
Soft tone, relaxed when I'm with them because I don't want to come off like, you know what I mean. I joke around with everybody,
so
but I'm not gonna joke around with you if I don't know the vibe first.
I think
niggas I feel like don't get as emotional.
I think I said it before on a podcast here, like I gave an example of it, and then like I also did it with a group of friends and around the girls, like I showed them because I think we was talking about too with my group, like how do we approach girls and shit like that. It depends because like if I'm talking to a regular female, like on some regular shit, I'm gonna just talk to her, like, you know, regular. And then I have my certain way of actually approaching a girl. But I think that some girls are just really, like, through experience. So, one, they're more, like, safe, where, like, in the sense of, like, they want to be self-aware and be careful because they've had some bad experiences. Because there are a lot of fucked up guys. Some disgusting men. And then, two, some women are just very self-centered. That they feel like everybody talks to them type shit or whatever. And it's just like, fam, it ain't, he relaxed.
Random question, because I know you can answer this based off some friends' experience, no names. Could you be friends with your mans after he smashed your girl? You personally?
Me personally? No. Friendship is lost.
Like, if that's your girl, and he just smashed?
No. I mean, no. Period, no.
Or do you know anybody that has remained friends after that situation?
I'm not going to get into that.
No names.
I plead the fifth.
No names.
I plead the fifth.
So that means, yes.
Because niggas is going to know. But
niggas don't listen to this pod.
But.
Spill the tea. No names. Jeremy and Scott. Was Jeremy dating a girl and then Scott took her?
In Scott's defense. All right, you know what? Here. You know what? We got some clips. Fuck that shit. Because we're going to break up some clips right now. with as little as to give as possible. Situation, basically, I blame the shorty all the way through. Now, I'm not putting it into, like, as if I was either or person, but I'm putting it as the third party from the side. That girl was, like, on everybody's dick low-key. Every time one of us came through, she was staring at us hard. It was very awkward sometimes, especially we were left alone in a room with her. It was just weird. And particularly with this one person, she would often get very close, and I kept telling this nigga, yo, chill, yo, chill, chill. One night we all went out. We got drunk at a fucking, like, I think we was, like, at a fucking bar or club or some shit. I don't know. I was hot, fucking twisted. And from what I heard, because this somehow happened under all our noses, they fucked around or, like, made out first or whatever somehow when we were all there in the middle of the dance floor. And then it led to the end of the night. They fucking, she hit this nigga up and went to his crib.
So, random question. Did anybody ever reach out to Jeremy and say, yo, bro, your girl's a skeezer? She looking at all of us hard.
No.
So in that situation, it's partly Jeremy's fault for not realizing that what's going on is what's going on.
He wasn't viewing it. He didn't see it. He doesn't catch it.
And it's kind of everybody else's fault in the circle. For not saying something. For no one speaking up saying, yo, bro, your girl's looking at all of us crazy.
How do you tell your friend, a friend for years, yo, your girl is like eyeing me?
So, like, I remember flirting with me. I had a situation with Juan, and I'll tell the story because he don't care. Hey, Juan.
Damn, my shit broke. That's how true it is.
We miss you, bro. Anyway, he's doing good in Florida. So there was a while back, and this is when me and Juan first started, like, going out.
Hanging out.
Really getting close and shit as brothers. And there was a shorty named L.
Oh, go. Ella. We'll leave it at L. Just leave it at L. Just leave it at L. Just leave it at L.
And I don't know what happened, but she, for some reason, was coming on to me. And they were, you know, they were not courting, but they were definitely smashing. And what happened was, I went up to Juan, I'm like, yo, bro, you know, Juan is different from most guys. Juan said,
yo, do you?
I don't care, but that's my bro. So I did not do it. You feel me? To this day, he always makes fun of me. He'll be like, you should have did it, bro. That was, like, the best head ever.
Yo,
like,
shout out to Juan, because, yo, this how real brother shit, son. This how much he don't give a fuck. Even though we didn't know, but me, this nigga dated the same girl, fell in love with the same girl. Different times, though. But that shit happened. And years later, we, like, talked about it, and we figured that out, and we was like, oh, shit. Like, yo, word? But we always laugh about it.
Damn, she ran through the crew.
Low key. You know what's fucked up? She knew we were close.
That's crazy.
What?
But you gotta just tell your mans that, like, straight up. And it's not something they want to hear.
But to be real, it's more about clearing your conscience. Again, looking from the outside. They probably don't remember. But I pulled him to the side before for some shit pertaining to me with someone. I don't want to give away too much. But I split, you know, as soon as I split with this person, she got a message from him, like, on some, like, yo, I'm here for you type shit or whatever. Like, yo, you my boy, right?
So Jeremy was trying to hit on your girl?
Scott. Right?
Scott was trying to hit on your girl. So Scott's one of those, huh?
Type shit, right? And she told me, and it wasn't just him. In particular, it was three people, right? And she told me, she showed me because I didn't want to believe it. So she showed me the messages. She didn't delete nothing. She showed me the messages in person. She told me, be careful of your friends.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm judging my friends off that a little bit. I might not discuss it right away, but I'm gonna judge you.
But you know what that is? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right?
That's a fact. That's crazy.
So that's my experience with that.
I had a girl start a beef between me and one of Noe's friends because she thought Because I didn't know that was, like, at the time, I guess, is shorty. Because he wasn't on her gram at all. She followed me out of nowhere, and she DM'd me, and I DM'd back, and we were talking. But this is, like, years ago.
Oh, I think I might know this one. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's cool now. But, like, shorty was crazy, bro. Like, she hit me and a few other niggas up that nigga knew on some spiteful shit, I guess, because they were having an argument. And yeah, it made problems.
That's some real corny shit.
It made problems.
Yo, so I want to get into some shit. Why do people have the need? Matter of fact, I can't even tell you shit, but I'm going to say this. But I can't talk shit because I was talking shit about putting my Cash App out there. But you see, it's one thing to put on your profile. It's another to, like, in particular, like, privately message people, like, yo, send me money. So I'm going to send this girl a message talking about, I want money, please. My work has stopped. I'm from Syria.
From scam.
Google Translator is not that terrible. it would do a better job than that. But it's like,
nah, get ready for the bullshit. People are going to start knocking on your door asking for money soon, bro.
Pete, so I'm going to get into that. We're going to go back into coronavirus shit. Right? What was that fucking... I think it was an email I had or some shit. I was saving mad shit, bro. Right here. Tricksters in white lab coats and phishing emails. Be wary of coronavirus-related scams.
People see any type of scam, they make money off of something.
Every time they get a chance, bro. Anything.
Republicans are trying to pass something yesterday, right, for the stimulus package.
Also, a sudden loss of taste or smell may be a new symptom, quote unquote. Now, this is tough because there are certain, like, instances where people can lose sense of smell or sense of taste.
Allergies.
Allergies, diseases, how would you call it, informalities, things like that. So that's a problem. Now, my problem with this, remember we talked about, like, some conspiracy shit before? About the FDA automatically approving, like, anything, mm-hmm. And the problem with that, FDA approved emergency measures to allow critically ill patients to be treated with blood from coronavirus survivors. There is even the slightest chance that none of this blood will be tested for anything outside of coronavirus and its cure, right? You're going to cure people of coronavirus, but there's a chance you're going to end up with some AIDS.
Okay. Because they're not saying they're going to test it, but or not.
Yeah. Like, they might just go ahead with this ASAP. Or they might test only for just the coronavirus.
How you feel about the Republicans trying to pass that shit yesterday? We're helping major corporations instead of the people.
Yeah, package. So because I know I
had, shout out to Andrew Yang, by the facts, way. I saw him on the Breakfast Club. He's better be running for mayor of New York.
Facts.
Fuck out of here. Facts. You niggas are still not understanding that we don't need a white man solving our problems. We need an Asian.
So
that was racial, but
we need a minority, basically. We need younger
people and minorities.
Or we're gonna get right into after this break right quick.
Facts. Talking about that stimulus package shit, right?
I looked into it.
What were we just talking about?
The stimulus package. So I've been looking into it prior to, like, it actually blowing up more to, what, $2 trillion. I started looking at it when it was at $300 billion. My problem with this was, and I knew this was going to be a problem, because prior to them putting even the number out, airline corporations were practically begging for a $50 billion bailout. For one, and I think I said this last time too, for one, how fucking dare you? Fuck you and your corporations. We should have been stopped airlines from coming in and out. We should have been stopped the flights.
You said right? This in the group chat we had.
Right? We should have been stopped this shit. And you're sitting here asking for this money when the money should go to the people. You're sitting here now with how many workers from the TSA got infected? It's stupid. Who's running your corporation now? right? So instead of saving yourselves and just shutting shit down, like a lot of other companies did, and a lot of other businesses did, you drop your prices to like fucking a dollar, damn near, and then complain that you're losing money. Whose fault is that? Who told you to drop the prices to that much?
You should have kept the prices up
regular. Because you should just kept the regular,
or lowered if it, that. But not to.
It would have avoided more flights.
This is my thing. Some people needed it, obviously, like college kids or whatever. Some people needed that. Like I know
some people don't need to come back.
My personal manager, like, you know, he's not rich. You know, my manager, but he had to go to Florida and come back, drive back with his son, because they kicked him out. Well, they didn't kick him out of school, but you know, they suspended classes and shit, so everybody got to come back home.
Yeah.
Certain situations like that, I understand that traveling at a cheaper is kind of easier and less annoying with all the crisis, but then I do know people that were taking advantage and going to like Hawaii or Puerto Rico
for dirt cheap.
And it's like, you're going there to do what? Quarantine? Like, you're going there and match is closing down. You're going to go probably get sick and you're going to have coronavirus for what?
For a cheap flight.
For a cheap flight.
So, you know.
And shout out to the dumb niggas now suing Perel. Talk. I saw like Perel's being sued now because they're of false advertising about how it supposedly doesn't kill all the germs it says it does. Why are we just checking these niggas now?
First of all, what are you talking about? It says it kills. So people, hold on.
It's in the FDA.
99.99% germs. So it's saying there's a 0.01% that doesn't kill, right? So what they're trying to state is that somewhere between that 99.99, it doesn't kill what it says it does.
I don't know specifics of it. I'm assuming
it sounds like a stretch.
I think it's a stretch because I think it might not. I think they're just looking at it now because of how Perel is so blown up now. And I like, you know, hand sanitizer in general, even though people should wash their hands preferably
all the time.
But definitely, I do notice like there's more heat on Perel now because of this shit happening. This shit wouldn't have happened. This shit, they would have never been sued by the FDA or whatever being sued from.
Who are they suing them? Yeah. So back to the stimulus. I saw it go one day from 300 billion to 350 billion. And that's when I was like, nah, they're fucking us up. Because I know that 50 billion for a fact is for the airlines. Then it kept going up, up, up. Now we're at fucking 2 trillion. On the stimulus package. And I remember some of the first headlines coming out after was all the Dems blocked it, but no other substance to that statement. And a lot of it, I even saw some of the first things were coming out from Fox, fucking Fox. So I had a friend even that was like kind of arguing about it, and I was like, yo, but there's a reason. Like, they're not just going to do it for a reason. Like, don't get me wrong, like sometimes, yeah, Dems do some shit, but there's a reason for it. What happens two, maybe 3 days later, they get into it, or they find out, oh, because there's loopholes for a lot of things in it, and a lot of it protects the corporations and the 1%ers rather than like the entire nation.
Basically,
and the people.
From what I read from, I think Cory Booker put out, they were trying to give every American like $1,000 a month and bail out like the major corporations, but not the mom and pop shops. And I think what the Democrats are trying to work out is $2,000 a month.
So what I saw with the $1,000 a month thing, I looked into what it was actually going to be. And the problem with that was that it was only going to serve certain people, right? So like the very top...
They're trying to put a max on it, right? Like I think 100,000 is the max.
Something like this. So basically like the middle class would be the ones that would be okay. Everybody on the upper and everybody on the lower class, especially the lower class, was going to get fucked. Cause I get it, because sometimes we look at it like, yo, you know what? They're rich. Fuck it. So the upper class was kind of looked at like that. The middle class was the one that was going to really like come out with this and get this money. And everybody else lower, people who have made
they
no income.
They put a minimum of how much you're supposed to make or no? Because I saw that.
More or less. That's what it was. That's why I said the middle class.
Okay,
it was more or less.
I saw, I think, what the Dems trying
to like
push 50, out.
60K more. So okay. To like 100 something K.
I saw what the Democrats are trying to put out is if you're making less than 100K, like they're trying to give you money.
So between I think it was 96K for single, and it was like 100 something for joint filed. And then it was for people who made, like, I think it was, what, 50 to 70K, we're going to get it. Like 35K to 50K, we're going to get. So basically, everybody that was like middle and upper middle class. Middle, low, lower class, we were not getting shit. Upper class wasn't getting shit. But like, who's that really hoe? It was kind of like the way I looked at it, on a conspiracy note, it felt like if the shit was really getting bad and they knew it was getting worse than what they're telling us, and they're suspecting a high mortality rate, it looked almost like a sacrifice to try to save like a certain group or generation and have them like kind of like keep it going. Cause it was like, yo, why you chose only the middle class? That was a big problem.
I think because like people, lower class people tend to not vote. So it doesn't, they don't.
Not that lower class is minorities. Bitch asses. Fucking racist.
Get you some.
Hopefully they do shit quick though. And unemployment shit is annoying because it's like tough to get a call through. I keep getting further and further and it just keeps fucking hanging up on me, telling me it's too busy. Ridiculous. And then they were saying how for New York, they're not gonna do like a rent freeze or whatever. You gotta talk to your landlord. Like, what?
Because they don't know if mortgage is gonna stop.
Yeah, like they feel like they don't. I get it. I understand how like landlord's point of view tools and shit like that, and landowner's point of views. But it's just like, yo, for real. Like, I had a fight with Sprint the other day. Tell y'all, like, yo, y'all not about to sit here and fucking cut me off in the middle of this crisis right now. Like, did y'all, like how is it that all the companies? I told the representative, I was like, yo, for real, like, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T signed the Keep Americans Connected bill, and a bunch of other smaller companies hopped on it too to postpone payments for 60 days. And in fact, increase a lot of people who didn't have whatever, like, low gigabytes or whatever to, like, unlimited, give people fucking hotspots and shit like that, you know? Sprint, nothing. Fucking scumbags. The most they offered was to work with T-Mobile to use their networks to give people more range. Ooh, what else we got?
I mean, you can conclude it.
Oh, the Blasio is going to shut down parks on Saturdays. On Saturday. Also, the MTA. So he talked about the bus having free rides, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you got to go through the back. No homo. But,
not even no slavery.
A word. You told them we fucking potted?
Yeah.
Threw me off now.
Cause I was like, people were on the beaches in Cali.
So, So the free buses, right? So look,
people was in the because here.
So look, because of what's going on, and then I know the free buses we talked about earlier offcast was because of the lack of people going outside and shit like that. So they're gonna reduce the entire MTA service up to 25%. So there's gonna be way less buses and shit like that. Not just because there's less riders, but also because they're getting a lot more of their employees are getting sick. And getting coronavirus.
It's social distancing, so you got to go through the back and the front of the bus is blocked off.
They're protecting the worker.
It's just funny how you see how shit can start working once we're in a crisis, huh? People are getting out of jail early. We got free MTA for a bit because if you take the trains, you can always hop it. No cops are down there right now. They're all busy with corona.
I'm dead.
Life hacks, feel me? In a time of crisis, we hop the train. Because no cop's going to stop you during the coronavirus epidemic.
Oh, there's something else, too. The New York's virus case count is doubling every 3 days.
The count is going to go up. And it's not to be really scared because they're doing more tests now. We have the tests. And
the death count in New Jersey sharply jumps.
New Jersey niggas is crazy. Niggas had a block party over the weekend. They got to apologize the next day in court.
Yeah, yes. But Saturday, keep a lookout. Everybody who takes their kids to the park. The parks actually have signs up. They say the courts are closed, like handball courts are closed. They're allowing basketball courts to stay open.
Yeah, I saw people playing basketball on Saturday.
Yeah, and for playgrounds, they have a rule on the with a sign up saying that children have to stay 6 feet apart unless they're family related. And I legit went to the park today and saw only three kids, and they were literally like at the ridiculous. One was like in one end, the other one was like in the middle, and like the third kid was like all the way at the other end. Like these motherfuckers made a triangle. I was like, God damn, this is crazy. So Saturday he's gonna give an announcement whether or not he's gonna officially close but parks. Honestly, I think he should. I've been going out at night sometimes walking around and I catch the fucking, I don't wanna put a specific name group, but I'm gonna call you out of the fucking South American motherfuckers in the park playing motherfucking volleyball or soccer with like 30 people and children. And it's like, fam, yeah, I know y'all see the news on the Spanish channels.
I just hope that they bail out the mom and pop shops, cause I think that's who's gonna suffer the most.
Shout out to the fucking
those thrift shops you and Nine love so much. They're in trouble right now, like you know what I mean. Shout out to that.
Shout out to the stores. Keep everything running. You know.
In the conclusion, ladies, Pornhead is realistic. You could flip the coin on us. You could say that porn head for women is realistic if you want to flip it on us. But just know, no excuses 2020. Except for Corona.
Oh, I'm dead.
That's it, man. Can you get it through the dick? Pause. Like, whoa. Can a girl get a Corona, like, sucking your dick?
Like, if you have it, or can she give it to you by sucking your dick?
Can she give it to you by sucking your dick?
Perhaps. I'm not too sure.
If I touch my dick and touch my face, probably, right? That don't happen. Anyway.
Yeah, is that you do that?
Until next week, guys, we still here potting.
Stay safe.
And if you guys are not podcasting or doing whatever the fuck you were doing, if you guys DJing aren't doing live DJs and shit online, I'm judging you guys because you niggas is fucking lazy. We're here risking our lives for this shit. Takes risks his life coming over here.
That's a fact.
He don't got the outside pass like I do. I have the outside pass for my job because I'm essential. Bitches. Oh, word.
Martial law. It's 11 o'clock.
Frost talk.